Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Wednesday, May 31st, 2023, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're at page 84, beginning with the sixth line from the top of the page, our whole attitude and outlook upon life. We're going to be reading through two sentences only today, ending with, economic insecurity will leave us, reading and commenting on those two sentences. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Karen KZ, 12 Traditions, Christy B. Readers of the text, Robin P., Kara L., and Penny LC. The reference number for Tuesday, May 30th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,305. That's 20305. And for this morning, Wednesday, May 31st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,311. That's 20311. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Carla C., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Karen KZ to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Karen KZ in Missouri. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve. I pass.
Thank you so much, Karen KZ. I will now ask Christy B. to read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Good morning. This is Christy B., recovering in Washington State. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service this month. I pass.
Thank you so much, Christy B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 84, beginning with the sixth line from the top of the page, our whole attitude and outlook upon life, reading through two sentences ending, economic insecurity will leave us, reading and commenting on those two sentences only today. I will now ask Robin P. to begin reading.
Hi, thank you so much, Dawn. Thank you for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. Oh my gosh, I love this paragraph. It's probably my favorite paragraph. It gives me so much hope. And I love that after the ninth step, these promises begin to come true for me. And they are right after the ninth step in the Big Book. And I know that's on purpose. And I was so deathly afraid of people and of financial insecurity. And these two sentences are actually huge for me. I was just a ball of fear in the center of the universe, my own universe of fear. And I grew up in a lot of child abuse just a lot of trauma. And I was so afraid of people. And now I have so many friends, thank God. It's like a whole different person. It's like a whole different dimension or world. It's a miracle. You know, we live in Costa Rica and we're with expats and we do something social every day. And I used to hide every day, just hide in the food and hide from people. And economic insecurity, you know, I had a lot of debt through after I was on Broadway for a long time, I became an inventor and I invented two products that came to market and I had a very bad manufacturing issue with one of my products and I had a lot of debt and even though I had investors, it was really painful and I got to pay it all off. I'm completely solvent and debt-free through the grace of these 12 steps and have been so for years now by God's grace and mercy. And I've been absent in this program for 7 years by God's grace and mercy one day at a time. And, you know, my whole outlook and attitude upon life has completely changed. Just for example, you know, I would just run to the food, which was my God, which never worked, never once, but that's the definition of insanity. And last night, one of the two dogs who adopted us, his name's Beto, he came home with a poisonous snake bites. And we could not reach a vet until 11:30 at night. There aren't vet hospitals where we are. And we rushed him at midnight, and so he got the antivenom, some painkillers, and he's on fluids, and he's overnight there. And this is in before recovery. Now I know to pray and surrender and pray for him and ask other people to pray for him. And before, I would just be head in the food, not being able to help, just obsessing. And now I can be proactive and living the serenity prayer to the best of my ability. And God bless everybody. It's a really blessed abstinent day. And I'm so grateful for all of you and for this program. It's literally, completely, literally saved my life. Have a really blessed day. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Robin P. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in these two sentences. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Michelle S.
Teresa C.
Michelle S. And
Teresa
who else was
C.
Was that Krista C?
Teresa R.
Oh, Teresa C. Teresa
R.
Nicole R.
Bruce E.
Okay, I have Michelle S., Teresa C., Nicole R., and Bruce E. Did I miss anyone? Okay, let's go ahead and start with that lineup. Michelle S., please start with us, and then we'll have Teresa C. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi. Yes, and thank you for your service. It's Michelle F. as in Foxtrot in Massachusetts. And I would just want to encourage people. I'm saying this out loud because I need to hear it myself. These are goals to shoot for. Perfectionism, I think, is one of our common character defects, and we can look at those and say, "Well, I'm not there yet. I must not be recovered. I must not have done it right." And I so do that. But my outlook on life has changed. I think my attitude has changed. It's difficult, but I do want to be of service today. I do care about other people. I am willing to see where my part is in things. I'm becoming way more aware of how my behavior affects other people. And I realize it's a process. Partly what happened after I got abstinent through this process is I discovered I'm autistic. So you know what? I'm not comfortable socializing, and I have a lot of trauma still that I need to work through, so I do have some fear of people, but I'm working through it, and I will say I would have never spoken publicly or led a group or done anything where I was the focus of attention before coming to OA and being of service, running a meeting, being secretary, setting up chairs, et cetera, and sharing. Sharing was so terrifying to me. I used to be so afraid that I would do it wrong or I wouldn't have anything right to say. I was worried about people would think about what I said. And so now I share, and that's different for me. So even though I still have some fear of people, and I think I will always have a little bit of fear of economic insecurity, it's less than it used to be. I do think that my attitude has changed, and I definitely think my outlook upon life has changed. And I want to encourage those who are struggling right now and maybe going, what did I do wrong? You know, why am I not there yet? You'll get there. This is a process. This is a way of life, and these are goals to strive for. And I think with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle F. Teresa C., please share with us, followed by Nicole R., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I'm Teresa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Jersey. You know, these promises just are such a beautiful part of the program, and I really love when I get to places where it really gives me hope. And these two particular sentences, you know, stand out to me, because for me, I can really see the change in my life. And it's true. My whole attitude and outlook upon life has changed. When I look back, when I was, you know, compulsively overeating, I just lived in such fear, and I was just so focused on myself. Everything was about me, and I wanted to be really the best. I mean, not just be good. I wanted to be the best at everything, and I wanted people to recognize that I was the best at this, and I was right about everything. And I've just come in this program to understand, and especially through visions, it's really a part of the OA program that really has touched my heart and made a big difference in my life. I'm no longer concerned with that. This whole thing of, you know, putting my ego aside and asking God what's, and I call my higher power God, but asking my higher power, you know, what I need to do today and how can I be of service. It's really just made, I think it's just a beautiful way to live. That's all I can tell you, is that I feel in my heart is the way I was meant to live. And then fear of people and of economic security, insecurity will leave us. Not so much afraid of what people think of me anymore. It's kind of like it's their thing, and I know that I'm living my life the best that I can. And economic security, you know, I have those doubts every once in a while, but this program has helped me to not live in fear of that and to get past that, to be able to trust in my higher power that I will be taken care of. And one of the things that, you know, has always, that I've heard and that I've said to myself is, look, my higher power has taken care of me up to this point. I've managed through these things with the help of my higher power. Why would I believe that all of a sudden I would be just abandoned? I just don't believe that that's happening. I think between having the love of my higher power, and knowing, and that's, you know, the higher power that I've, if I want to say, designed for myself, the higher power that I believe in is a caring, loving, supportive higher power. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Teresa C. from New Jersey. Nicole R., please share with us, followed by Bruce E., and then I'll be taking some more names if you're just joining us. We are on page 84, beginning with the sixth line down from the top of the page that starts with our whole attitude and outlook upon life, reading through two sentences ending, economic insecurity will leave us. So we're commenting on those two sentences today. Go ahead, Nicole R., please share with us.
Hi, thanks for your service. I'm Nicole R., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in California. So our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. It means our whole attitude, not just our attitude around food. We get an entire psychic change. This is really important to me. That's everything to me, really, because, you know, I used to use food. I used to eat to change my attitude, to change the way I feel. And now my attitude is changed by the grace of God. And that's, you know, God lives in every moment. So, you know, I used to think, like, as long as I have food, I'll be okay. As long as I can eat, I'll be okay. Like, that's all I need. You know, no matter what happens today, I can go home and binge no matter what. Like, I just relied on food for everything to change the way I feel. You know, I thought, I'll feel okay if I have food. But now my attitude and outlook changes without food. And how does that happen? With God, spiritual principles. There's so many examples of this. And it's not just in program. Like, you know, I used to be willing to die for my disease, and now I'm willing to go to any length to recover. That's it. That's an entire psychic change. And it's not just in program. Like, my attitude towards people, towards money, towards every moment it's changed, and I just, all I have to do is ask. When I feel a little bit of, you know, restlessness, irritability, discontent coming on, I just pause and I ask God to change my attitude. I know He can. And so that trust is not just intellectual for me anymore. It's a knowing in my heart that my God can change, you know, my whole attitude and perspective. So fear of people, like I really didn't even like people. I just wish they would leave me alone so I could eat or somehow feed my disease, you know. And now, you know, I rely on all of you guys, all of you. I call you every day. Like I love all of you, and I can't live without you. And I know that if I have a fear of a person that I'm going to go see, I can call one of you and say, like, hey, I'm having this fear, and, you know, these are my defects, and will you hear me give it to God, you know? And sometimes you guys offer me the best suggestions. And so this, you know, reconnection with people has also been given to me. The fear of economic insecurity will leave us. I can't tell you how many blessings I've gotten in this program. And I can tell you that I used to spend all my money on food. I was spending thousands of dollars a week. And it's just me. I just live alone. And that's a lot of food. And so that for one has changed. But, you know, everything, economic insecurity will leave us. You know, I turn my whole will and my whole life over to God, not just my life around food. In step three, I turn my whole life. That means every aspect of my life, not just food, not just my eating. And, you know, in step seven, I become willing that my God should have all of me, not just all of me when it comes to food. So,
time.
You know, money is included in all that. So I'm really grateful for all of you in this program. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Nicole R. Bruce E., please share with us.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I'm Bruce E. I'm recovered. I'm in Southwest Florida. I have a sponsor, and I'm very grateful today. Let's see, our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Well, it really has. I mean, I was thinking that, well, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, right? But how has it changed? Well, I think different, you know. I think in terms of trying to help people rather than, you know, when I was in the food, when I was in the addiction, you know, all I wanted was my own selfish, self-centered, self-seeking way and more food and how do I get away with this. Now I have let that go, and I don't think that way. I think in terms of trying to help other people and live a sane and sober life today. So my attitude has changed, but, you know, it is still changing. And it's a continuous thing. So fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. So I've had that fear of people and of especially the economic insecurity, but fear of people too, all my life. And I still have some of that. I mean, just getting on this line, I could feel a little fear that I've been surrendering and I'm doing something later on in the morning that causing a little fear, but it's at least now I recognize it and I can surrender it. And I surrender the right to be fearful. I surrender that. So fear of people, afraid of people all my life, economic insecurity, big concern most of my life. I had three businesses. All three businesses ultimately failed. And so I had a lot of economic insecurity during those, in between those, and afterwards, and for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm making like $250 a week, and I got two kids and one on the way. And man, you don't think I had economic insecurity. Man, was I scared. But then eventually, when I did get secure financially, you know, had money in the bank, had secure income, and so forth. I still had some fear about economic insecurity, and it still comes up on me sometimes. But now I catch it, and I can surrender it. I can talk to somebody about it. I can do a 10-step on it. And that's, for me, that's the latter part of the 10-step. You know, God, take away my fear, direct my attention to what you'd have me be. And then I listen for what God would have me be sometimes. And Yeah, thank you. And it's had me be to share, to pass. So I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. from Florida. We appreciate your share. And I'd now like to take the names of people who would like to share on these two sentences. Page 84, beginning with the sixth line from the top of the page, our whole attitude and outlook upon life through two sentences ending with economic insecurity will leave us.
Chris, so in Washington, UK.
And then I wanted to also... Yep, just hold on 1 second. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So I heard Debbie P. and who else?
Deborah
who?
A.
Francesca M. What was that?
Liz E. UK.
Okay, Francesca. And then who was from the UK?
Liz E.
Liz E., perfect. And there was another voice in there that I missed.
It was Agnes A. from California.
Perfect. Thank you, Agnes.
Kristen,
Penny L.C.
I got Penny L.C., and was that Kristen?
Chris, K-R-I-S-T, Washington.
Chris. Okay. And I have Debbie P., and let's stop there. I have Debbie P., Francesca, Liz E., Penny L.C., Agnes A.C., and Chris W. Let's go with that lineup, and I'm sorry if I missed you, but we'll have a little more time for a couple more names. Debbie P., please share with us.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. My name is Debbie P. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Indiana. I love these promises. These promises have not come true for me all at once. They've been like piecemealed, I guess. Years ago, when I started in a different 12-step program, these promises have come true over the years, and then backed off a little bit, and now working the OA program, they're back again. And so I guess just to confirm what I've heard others say this morning, they can be fluid. They don't come all at once. They may not come right here at the ninth step, but they do come. It's a promise of hope, which I heard earlier as well. I know that my attitude, I'm a driving road rager. My attitude toward drivers on the road has definitely changed, and that's a God thing. And then my outlook on life is now more of a positive thing, like what can I do? How can I help? How can I be a better person rather than, oh, my lot in life, woe is me. I feel like my life is just better because of that attitude change. And of course, that was not me. That was my higher power. Fear of people, especially authority figures. I've always had that one, but today I can put myself, with my chin up, and I can address people and be kind and firm and, state my my point of view. And of course, my higher power has seen that economic insecurity has left me for now. I mean, it could change too, but for right now, I have paid off all my debts as a result of my compulsive overeating. And, this to me was a benefit, a perk, I guess, of working through those steps. And, economically now I help others. I donate and that kind of thing. So, so I can give back to others who might need that. I just feel so grateful today. And, these promises today are perfect timing for me, and hearing everybody else's messages and experiences, I just really appreciate that. So thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Debbie P. from Indiana. Francesca, please share with us. Give me your initial and where you're calling from, followed by Liz E.
Francesca M. from California. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service. Recovering compulsive overeater and bulimic. I'm really grateful for the shares this week, all the shares on the promises. So I heard an AA speaker once say, on our fear of economic insecurity will leave us. it doesn't say we'll have more money. And that's what's so incredible I've found about this program and the shares I hear. It's like the life situations don't change. You know, I've also heard the same speaker say, the older I got, the better my childhood got. You know, I'm given a new pair of glasses in this program. Before I came into program, I was a kleptomaniac, and it was a part of the reason I was afraid of people, because I just thought, you know, if only they knew, like, I'm a monster, and I couldn't not steal. And now, like, I can't, like, the 10 cents that it costs for a bag in the self-checkout line, like, that can't come between me and my higher power. Like, now I can't not steal. And so that was, like, just removed from me, because on my own, I couldn't. And I still struggle with scarcity mentality and greed, which, you know, I have a sponsor at Call Fellows. I'm in the steps, so just trusting that sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, you know. And the fear of people not binging and purging definitely helps, because, you know, I would just think that, like, people somehow knew I did that, or if only they knew, I would, you know, you know, this outlook upon life and attitudinal change. I also, a part of the reason I was afraid of people is really struggled with gossip. And so I felt immense guilt. And it's still something that I struggle with from time to time, but it's shown to me. You know, I have accountability around it. It's a lot less. I'm able to make amends just by not going up to the person and saying, I'm gossiping about you, but changing my attitude and being of service to people. And being of service to people, I feel so grateful to get to be of service to people, because in my disease, I couldn't do anything. Or if I did, it was, look what I'm doing for you, or love me. So that's another huge outlook and attitude upon life. And I realized that things aren't happening to me. They're happening for me. You know, the word victim and survivor are the same person, and I don't have to live in a victim mindset. When I was a little kid, I pretended to drown once because I just wanted people to notice, and no one noticed. But, you know, I just thought that being a victim was the way to get attention. And so I'm just really grateful that this program's available. It's crazy. You know, I've spent so many years in therapy, and I went to rehab and this and that. And this is all, you know, seven tradition. So thank you, everyone, for your service. Thank you for your shares, and thank you for being on the line, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Francesca M. from California. Liz E., please share with us, followed by Penny L.C.
Good morning, good afternoon, Liz E. in the UK, in Bristol, southwest England. Thank you, Dawn, for your service, and everybody else who makes this meeting possible. Wow, this program is just utterly, utterly amazing. And our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. And the massive thing for me is that this is just such a massive self-awareness program. And I am learning how I mess up my own life, how I press the effort button, how I mess up my life with my character traits, my character defects. And this program has taught me this. And this program has taught me that, yeah, rubbish things happen in my life. And that being a victim and staying in that place was a choice that I made. But today I can choose to do life differently. And the most important thing is that I choose to be, you know, keep my serenity and only go to God or higher power for my value. And that's one of my biggest challenges, because I realize now that I seek so much value by other people's opinions, what they do for me, what they don't do for me, etc., etc. And so it's being given the most enormous set of new glasses. And it's all about me learning how I can be, you know, operate with love and tolerance and be of service to others. And the only behavior I can change is my own, and that will give me a better life. It will keep me abstinent. But the most important thing is my relationship with God and higher power, and how I do that and how I practice that. Thanks a million, everybody. Thank you for your time, Dawn. Bye.
Thank you so much, Liz E. from the UK. Penny LC, please share with us, followed by Agnes AC.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for your service, and good morning. Good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And my reflection on these two lines is the gift that I've received of being able to connect to a higher power that is available to guide my thoughts, words, and actions, and that was there to guide me through the step work that has blessed me with the spiritual principles that are now guiding me to operate with the honesty to admit my powerlessness, the faith to believe in a greater power, the trust to turn my will and my life over to my greater power, the courage to make a moral inventory, the integrity to admit my truth, the willingness to acknowledge my character defects, the humility to ask for defect removal, the compassion to see where I have done harm, and the justice to make my amends. You know, and as a result, my depression has been replaced by optimism. And what I know today is that I'm at ease with myself. Why? Because I know, thanks to my higher powers, love and guidance and grace, I am enough and I have enough. So therefore, I can let go of fear of people. I don't have to worry about what they think of me because I'm enough. I can let go of fear of economic insecurity because I can trust that I will have enough. I have enough today, and I will always have enough. And that is such a sense of peace and comfort and serenity that comes from doing this work and being guided by my greater power. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny LC from Washington. Agnes, please share with us, followed by Chris W.
Hi, I'm Agnes. Thank you all for doing service. And these two lines really appeal to me. But the biggest one that I've had that I can share with, not having really been afraid of people, is that the promise of fear of the economic insecurity will leave us. Oh, my God. Before, I seemed to never have enough, even though I always made a lot of money, but I never just seemed to be able to make ends meet, or maybe it was all in my head. I don't know. I always wanted more than I needed and lost sight of the fact that God was always providing, you know, and that having come this far all these decades, there is no reason why he would stop doing that. I got in the habit of having a God box where I threw in all my prayers, and many of them were financial, and there were fears that never came to pass, but I realized that God really was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. All those insecurities, financial, were paper tigers. I was not just surviving and thriving, so were my kids. Now, from program, I have learned that God looks out for me and mine. I have an attitude of gratitude every day, and that makes for a happy heart. By the time I get through my list of gratitude, you know, I'm smiling and I'm happy. I don't dwell anymore on what I want, but the fact that my needs are truly being met financially and otherwise. In Africa, we say that the hunger that has hope does not kill. And so I know with my experience with God and this program that he's always on time. He's never a dollar short. My prayers have been answered. He's taking care of me. And he always has a spare ram in the bush. He always replaces what the locusts have stolen. Today I have enough. And I think it's that lens of sufficiency, you know, that has me where I am. I'm dealing with a lot of financial issues at work, and yet I wake up every day knowing that I have let go and God is in charge. So that's what I've gotten from program. I've let financial insecurities go. I have enough, you know, and that's where my happiness is. My wants are reflective of my needs, and that's more than enough Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Agnes A. from California. Chris W., please share with us, and then I'll take a couple more names.
Good morning. This is Chris, and it's S, as in Sam, and I'm in Washington. Thank you for everyone who has given service today, and thank you for all the shares. They've been amazing. My whole attitude and outlook upon life has changed. Thank you to this program and to the people who share their experience, strength, and hope. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave me. It hasn't left me completely for as many years as that I've had in this program, but I take the principles and the tools to anytime I slip into those insecurities to bring me through. My life today is as good as it gets and keeps getting better. My needs have always been taken care of, but all I need is one little glitch. And, you know, in the past, my head would just go to, I'm going to be homeless, people are going to leave me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have that today. You know, I track my finances. I have plenty. I have enough to live so comfortably in my retirement, but I still track my finances just the same way I track and give my food. When an insecurity hits me, I go to my sponsor and we'll talk it through. I use that 10th step. It's amazing. And then the 11 and 12, giving service. Anything that gets me out of my head is wonderful, because if I'm left alone in that head, I'm home alone with a crazy person. This is an amazing program, and I thank God for every day that I have it. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Chris S. And now I'm going to take a couple more names. Although we value your experience, we ask you to limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who
Mary Lee R. in Oregon.
Mary Lee R.
Sherry Z. in California.
Sherry Z. Okay. Mary Lee. Go ahead, Mary Lee. Star one, Mary Lee.
Hi, this is Mary Lee R. in Eugene, Oregon, and in recovery just for today. And I played the little unmuting game. I just feel so blessed to hear everyone's share of their experience, strength, and hope. And I'm grateful that my sponsor has helped me realize that thinking is not one of the tools of our program. And these two sentences are just the bottom line. So that's all I want to say this morning. Thank you for letting me claim my seat, and for everyone that's on this line today. Blessings and peace.
Having a little trouble hearing you, Don. We can't hear you, Don. I think Sherry Z was up next.
Can we continue with who is next until she
Good
gets
morning.
Back on?
Good morning. This is Sherry Z. Can you hear me? I can't hear Dawn.
Go ahead, Sherry Z.
Good morning, visionary.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. Good morning, visionaries, and good morning to all those doing service. Thank you so much. I, too, cannot hear Dawn, so I didn't know. But I'm sure we will fix that because I trust in God. So fear of people and of economic insecurity. Fear of people was so challenging for me, not because I wasn't completely social, but, my God,
I don't know what is going on. You know what? I'm going to have to pass because there's so much noise around me, and I will share tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Not sure exactly what was happening with Dawn B. We had a little trouble. I think she's calling back in. Can we see if we can hear you now, Dawn B?
Yes, I'm back here.
You sound great.
Oh, okay, very good. Did Sherry Z share already?
You just finished. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Sorry about that. So I will now take the name of one other person who would like to share, who would like to share with us who hasn't shared in the last 3 days. Who else would like to share?
Joan Marie.
Joan Marie, go ahead and share with us. Thank you.
Okay. Joan Marie from Nevada. Fear was my whole life. Every decision I ever made was out of fear before coming into the program. Fear does not rule my life today. It tries to climb in again, but with God and program, I can see it for what it is. And I just want to share one economical insecurity. That has been something all my life. And today I'm in such a position of God's blessings that it's miraculous, and I can't believe it at times. But I had a project come up with my yard, and it was quite a lot of money. And immediately I thought, oh, my gosh, I can't do this, and so forth and so on. Not looking at what I have and that the money's there. So even though God removes defects of character, they do try to slip in. And that's why I'm just on step 10 again, and it's just a beautiful reminder that I have to watch out for unbalanced emotions and to really realize the blessings that I have. And I'm just thankful for this program. I'm thankful for everyone that shared today. What beautiful shares. And that's what I need, that connection. That connection with God foremost, my sponsor, and for my fellows. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie. And we're now going to close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Press star 1, Kara.
Yes, I'm right here. Sorry about that. I was getting unmuted, and it took me an extra second there. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.